This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Valentine's Day weekend, we'll see a lot of men shopping, and they're not so good at it. More men shop for everything from food to clothing than ever before, but marketing experts say that stores could do a better job persuading men to stay longer and spend more money. Ashley Milne-Tight reports.
If women can't decide which product to buy, they're usually happy to consult store staff. Men, on the whole, are not. They'll read reams of product information before they'll talk to a salesperson. Nelson Barber teaches hospitality management at the University of New Hampshire. He studies shopping behavior.
Guys typically behave like they generally do. They don't like asking for directions. They would rather get lost in a store or on a freeway than actually go up to somebody and say, you know, I'm really lost. I don't know what to buy. I need advice.
Barber says he's a perfect example. He'd love to take up golf, but he says he'd need to spend hours researching the game before buying equipment. His pride won't let him just walk into a sporting goods store and start asking questions.
Because I know in my heart, at least that's what I believe, the guy or gal behind the counter or the clerk is going to say to themselves, God, this guy's an idiot. He doesn't know how to play golf.
Since he's a professor of hospitality, he took a formal look at buying behavior by examining men, women, and wine. He did a study recently that showed what you might expect. Jesse Salazar is the wine director at Union Square Wines in New York City.
You know, to look around the store for eye contact because, you know, they need assistance. That more often than not, in my experience, will come from the woman as opposed to the men. I would say the last thing some of our male customers want to seem is sort of unknowledgeable.
Salazar tries to draw them out. He doesn't ask, can I help you, because most guys will just say no. Instead, he asks open-ended questions about what they're looking for. Paco Underhill is CEO of research firm Envirocell. He says making men feel at ease is key to getting them to spend more time and money. Traditionally, they haven't lingered.
A man walked into the store, wanted to kill something reasonably quickly, and drag it out the door. The women tended to enjoy the act of looking.
Men may never be the browsers women are, but Underhill says retailers could do more to capitalize on men's particular shopping habits. Take supermarkets.
A remarkable number of men shop in grocery at night because they simply don't like the crowd. And those are the times in which maybe you should have a beer tasting going on in store.
Some stores are already working the alcohol angle. Mike Gatti is executive director of the Retail Advertising and Marketing Association. He says several specialty clothing stores have thrown successful beer and pizza events to lure men in and keep them there. Then there's the jewelry chain that's meeting customers where they're already at ease.
Bringing some of the jewelry into local bars so the men can see the jewelry in a place where they're kind of hanging out with their friends. They might decide to buy a piece of jewelry for their girlfriend in this bar. It also creates a little bit of peer pressure. Hey, you need to buy that for her.
He says efforts like these will catch on. And he says a new kind of in-store help is at hand. Touchscreen shelf signs are just around the corner. Shoppers will have pages of computerized product information at their fingertips. Men should love it. They won't need to ask any questions at all. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tight.